We call our Sunday collection the Outreach Collection because your contribution goes directly to support worthy organizations outside our church. The recipient changes each month. In January, for the next three Sundays, our collection will go to support New Hampshire Faithful Democracy. New Hampshire Faithful Democracy is a project of the New Hampshire Unitarian Universalist Social Responsibility Committee with support from the Unitarian Universalist Service Committee and is also funded in part by the Fund for Unitarian Universalist Social Responsibility. Now I know why Baptists have such a nice short to get through a paragraph like that. Tess George, longtime Unitarian Universalist and a member of our congregation, is the statewide coordinator for the New Hampshire Faithful Democracy. Tess?
Hi, it's so wonderful to be here in my home congregation talking about New Hampshire Faithful Democracy. As a coordinator, I've been traveling around the state and meeting with ministers and social justice chairs and members of congregations. And, I've always been proud to be a member of this church, but something I just really want to share with you is that congregations around the state really, really admire and respect the social justice work and the charity of Nashua Union Church. So you should be very proud of yourself, and it's something that makes me even more proud to be a member of this church. Another thing that I've learned as I've traveled around the state and spoken with people about New Hampshire Faithful Democracy is that a lot of people are not really sure what it is. So I'd like to just share a little bit about that with you. We are a statewide legislative advocacy network, and that means that we educate, organize, and advocate for political and social change of issues that relate to UU values. Every once in a while, I meet people who say, is that really spiritual? Is that really the realm of religious life, advocacy, political advocacy, legislative advocacy? Because I think that charity, direct charity, is familiar to us and it's important and it's an accepted part of religious life. But we've come to see that sometimes poverty and injustice, environmental degradation, is built into the structure of the society. And it's not the result of unforeseen circumstances. And in those cases, charity is not enough. Charity will never change it. And so our values and our spiritual beliefs call us to work to change those structures. And that's what we try to do. So I just want to give you a few highlights of some of the things that we've done since we were founded in 2004. Just these are some highlights. We've done much more than this, but I only have 5 minutes. So we did, in 2004, we did a Get Out the Vote drive, which was very successful. We worked with trying mostly to register low-income and minority people. In 2005, we worked very hard for the passage of minimum wage law in New Hampshire to raise the minimum wage for working families in New Hampshire. That was narrowly defeated, but I feel very confident that it's going to pass this year with this new legislature. In 2006, just about every Unitarian Universalist minister testified in Concord against the proposed constitutional ban to ban gay marriages, and that ban was defeated. So we were victorious. And one of the religious leaders who was in favor of that ban said to us at that time, "That's not fair, you were so organized." So a couple other things that we've done. Recently, we co-sponsored a renewable energy conference in Portsmouth. We coordinated the Unitarian participation in a Declaration of Peace March in Concord, where we had 800 participants. Every year, we try to focus on a few important issues. So our focus for this year that was selected by the congregations, if you remember, participating in that caucus, are the federal budget as a moral document, access to health care, equitable taxation, global warming and renewable energy, and We've been studying water and trade policy. So let me just, I won't go through all of them, but let me just tell you a couple important things that are coming up. New Hampshire Faithful Democracy is a part of an organization called the Granite State Fair Tax Coalition. And we're working very hard to try to get an article on the warrant of at least 20 towns that will say we should be able to discuss every tax system available. As you may know, in New Hampshire, we have this thing called the pledge, which means that when politicians sign that pledge, it says that they will never discuss a tax, an income, or a sales tax. And so we're trying to say, can we at least talk about it? Can we at least get rid of that pledge so we can at least talk about a fair tax system for New Hampshire? We have a really nice presentation made up. If anybody belongs to a group that would like to see that presentation, you've got it on the road. We're taking it all over New Hampshire, so let me know. The other really exciting thing is the global warming, renewable energy work. Many churches, Unitarian churches across New Hampshire are just, the energy is just unbelievable around this issue. This church is on the road to become a green sanctuary, which means that we're going to look at how we really live as church members here in this church. Are we really being friendly to the earth? What's really neat is this, just this year, also Manchester, Concord, Portsmouth, Plymouth, Exeter are all deciding to do that as well. And some of our smaller churches have already done it. And some of our smaller churches are also looking at it. So when all those churches do that, that's tremendous energy. There's a bill proposed that is, its language is being worked out right now in the legislature, and it's called the Renewable Portfolio Standards. And it's a bill that requires that energy companies use green energy, use hydro energy, solar and wind energy. But I'll tell you a little bit more about that as that comes up another time. And then next year is coming up the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative bill. Every other state in New England has signed on to that bill, and we're really hoping that New Hampshire is going to sign on to that bill in 2009. So now that I've told you a little bit about what we do, I'm sure that you're thinking, wow, what a great group. How can I get involved? So a couple things that you can do is, first of all, of course, you can donate, and we thank you very much for your support. We are funded by all those long letters organizations that Harry talked about. I can't keep them straight either. But most of them have changed our funding from a grant to matching grants. So we don't really actually, at this point, we're getting very little outright money. Everything's matching. The other thing I'd really like to ask you to do is to visit our website at nhfaithfuldemocracy.org. We've done a lot of work on that website, and if it's not ready yet, come back in like a week or two, because I'd like, really love for you to sign up to receive our action alerts and to be part of our rapid response team to call your legislators. It's really important that they know if you support something like the Renewable Portfolio Standard, it's important that they know about that. And then the last thing is to work with your Social Justice Committee. That's one of our goals in New Hampshire Faithful Democracy, is to make those committees strong. I was here last night and I saw An Inconvenient Truth, and after watching that, I'm even more certain that making changes to a system that degrades the environment and produces human misery is necessary and possible if we all work together. So, and if we all live according to our values. Thank you so much.